welcome to the Taco Cat with Jess. It's Easter week, or it's day before Easter that I'm recording. And sorry that I totally forgot to record my usual day, Thursday. What happened was I was on a field trip with my class, and we went to a couple museums in San Francisco. So I was gone all day and looking at all this cool art from... what'd we see? We saw some Rodin, my favorite Rodin, man. He is a god. You got to see some Renoir and other paintings that are just fantastic and just loved. And that took up my whole day, and it filled my brain with so many stuff that I just completely forgot to do a podcast. And I apologize for the few fans that I have that are counting on me. I apologize to you. Please forgive me. I'm just a poor little kitty that wanted to go to a museum. But anyways, happy Easter. This will be put out soon. And thank you, Kin Chin, for sending me feedback. It has relit my life passion for putting up these podcasts. I was in a slump there for a little bit, thinking, you know, why do I do this stuff? And I do it because it's fun and because hopefully I reach some other peoples out there that and help them figure out anime stuff. And yeah, and no, I'm not a god of anime, no. I'm just someone out there that enjoys this stuff, enjoys anime, enjoys manga, and wants to talk about it. And wants to talk to people about it and give out information. That's all I want. I don't know a lot. I know what I know. And I'm sharing it. But today we don't really have a theme because due to, you know, field trip and also midterms are coming up pretty soon for me. That's like in a couple months now, and I'm really hitting the books because I'm not very good at studying. And I get by without studying. I get good, okay grades. I get B grades without studying, which pisses off my friends because they're like... Damn you! Yeah, I was gonna say my name, but just call me Jess or the Taco Cat, that's all. Last week, I had gotten the full series of Black Cat, and originally I started this because on another show they had said Black Cat, the manga, is very good and action-packed, and I actually saw it before that and was like, oh cool, another manga that has a cat in it, because I love cats. But actually Black Cat is a adventure shonen, and it's Train. Is an ex-assassin, and he's really like funny, duddy, kind of like he's the humor of the stuff. And his partner named Seven, what kind of name is Seven? I can't figure out why he's Seven, but anyways, it's a cool name, I guess. But Train is actually, like, he has this little bell on him, and he's called the Black Cat because of his past and whatever, and you find that out in the book, so I don't want to give too much away. But basically, in the story, they go around and they do, bounty hunting, basically. And during their bounty hunting, this one guy comes up to him and wants to recruit him for the special thing. And all these guys that are in this have special abilities, and they're really weird, all that kind of stuff. But it's Black Cat. It's good. You should check it out. There's 19 volumes right now. 19 volumes. And you can find them in the bookstores, I think. Bookstores, anime stores. And also, you can find scans on the internet. But, you know, I highly recommend go support the manga. Go buy it. Don't just steal it off the internet. Even though it's easy. Yes, that's how I first found Black Cat, was on the internet with the scans. But then I went out and got the manga. And the other one that I ordered a long, long time ago, because I thought it was good, Peacemaker, the anime, or TV, whatever you want to call it, I ordered it, and it finally came in, like, months later, and I was like, oh, God, I still had money in my account for it? Wow! Anyways, Peacemaker. The opening song is horrible for this anime. It doesn't fit whatsoever. It's good music, and it's a good opening, but they do not go together. It just irritated me. Most of the time I listen to the openings, just because, I do, because I like most of the music, and it gives me time to, like, go to the bathroom and do other, like, human bodily things. Like, yeah. But the opening was... The plot is, this boy, Tetsuku, or whatever, his family's murdered, basically, and this is taking in place in Japan, right when everything was at an uproar in the, I forget what period it's called, but one of those periods where they're having about to have the revolution, so everything's uproar, and the Ronins and the samurais are dying out, but they're still struggling, so it's a very unstable period. And his family is killed, and him and his brother go out, and they go join, they join this group that's supposed to get back from, yeah. You know, I watched this anime, and I really had a hard time figuring out why they made this. There was no, you know, the whole story is about this little kid, this 14-year-old that's, like, as short as a 9-year-old, struggling through his fears and wondering if he should kill or not and all that. And I got that really quick. But other than that, it's just... It's like, I don't know, I didn't really care for it. I really didn't care for Peacemaker, the anime. I have the manga, I think, somewhere. I got it for, like, a gift or something. And I think I read a couple pages. I didn't sit down and read the whole thing. Maybe I should. But I really didn't like it, and I don't recommend it. It's Gonzo has his hand in it. And, you know, Gonzo animes. They're beautifully made. Their animation is gorgeous. But their storylines aren't that deep. And even though it's an anime, it's a cartoon, I kind of want a little bit of substance there, you know, to give it worth. And so now it's on my shelf, gathering dust. Woohoo! Other movies I got because I went on a spending spree because I had received money from the work jobs that I have done over the odd jobs. You know, like, hard labor. The cat is doing hard labor! The end is near! I'm the most laziest person in the whole world. But anyways, I got extra cash, and I have gotten the whole collection of Ghibli Studio movies that are out right now on DVD. And so I got, you know, Howl's Moving Castle, Totoro, Whisper of the Heart, Pompoko, Castle in the Sky, Kiki's Delivery, Ammonioko, and Cat's Return. Of course, I had some of those already. I only bought, like, 3 other ones, but that's a lot of money, you know. Each of them $19.99 at the dreaded Walmart. I know, it's horrible. Walmart is horrible. It's an evil thing that kills all local shops. But you gotta understand, that's the only store over here that we can get that stuff from. It's the only store because they killed out everything. So we have to go there, and I have to go in there. And they won't hire me. And, you know, I think about it, I don't want to get hired there. I don't want to work for the devil, so to speak. And also, And, you know, this is not themed at all. I apologize. I'm trying to get every episode themed, but this last week is just horrible. And I might go bi-weekly on these shows just to give me more time because of the upcoming events. I don't know yet, so don't freak out if you're like, no! A good love story slash boy on boy. Not really, they don't really show anything, really. It's just a nice one is Gravitation, the anime, and it's 13 episodes. It's short, but it's really good, and it's really funny. I love them. I love it. I love it. I love it. Give me some sauce. Yeah. But Yuki is hot. He's kind of mean. And, you know, oh, well. Yeah. But it's a love story about two boys, a rock singer and a writer. And they go, and, you know, it's kind of amusing, and it's hilarious. The animation is pretty good. But, yeah. And if you like Gravitation, you already seen Gravitation, and you're like, ah, that's old news. Because, you know, I don't really do, like, brand new, spanking new anime. Why? Because I don't have enough money to go out and buy some brand new spanking new money and anime, and I'm not gonna go steal it off the internet. So I do what I got. And again, if you want, you know, shows that you want, email me pyronicojess@podomatic.com. And tell me, hey, this show's good, why don't you check it out? Or, hey, I've done this show, this is my ideas on it. And I will read it, and I will put you on the show. Okay? So if you like Gravitation, go check out Fate. They have one episode of it, and it's kind of cool, but it's just one episode. I prefer the manga a lot more, because it's more episodes than that. It's, you know, it's just, I don't actually have the number of books they have out, but it's pretty up there. I was first hesitant at looking at Fake because it was a manga about two American cops, Dee and Randy, and they both kind of fall in love with each other, and, you know, they go out and do all this investigation. One's really strong and tough, Dee's really strong. Oh, wait, no, I've reversed them. I have to review it, sorry. But I was like, I don't want to read about American cops. But, you know, it turns out really good. It's a Japanese version of American cop. And it's not our American cop version where they're sitting on the big old fat and eating donuts. Sorry if your parents are cops or you're a cop. I mean, but that is what symbolizes American cops today. And apologize. In response to my feedback from Kinshin, I haven't actually seen Count of Monte Cristo or whatever the other name is. I typed it. I gave you feedback. I emailed you already, so you know what I'm saying. But I actually have it around here somewhere in my dirty house. So I will undust it and check it out and give a review probably next week. And if you, so you get to, that's your review, Kenshin. It's your spot. I'm going to review that for you. And if you go out and watch it and you're completely opposite or I'm completely wrong, do tell me. And anyways, wow, it's only 16 minutes. Dun, 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 dun. But this week, as I told you in the beginning, I was at the museums and doing stuff. And, you know, I study art. I want to be an art teacher one of these days, maybe. If I can get my ass, you know, actually doing something. I'm really lazy, as I told you. But you see these paintings, and I see them almost every day on screens and, you know, projectors. And then you have a chance to go up and see them in person and see how they're put together, how they're displayed. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful. And if you have a chance, or you live by even just a small, like, community museum, go visit it. I mean, even if you're not interested, just go and see what they have. It's really interesting to find out what your community has, and, like, ours is right now displaying Indian weaving and whatnot. If you have a chance to see big museums, you know, like the Dyeong, which I went to, and other ones, I mean, just do it, and it amazes everyone, I think. Even if you're not too interested in art, you gotta wonder how these people did it, and what they were thinking, why they did it, and I admire how they put it together, and how you could see all this. It's just wonderful. It was heaven for me on Earth to be close to a Monet and be like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is so cool. And I was like, I forgot my sketch pad, so I couldn't draw anything, and I was being, oh, and if you take pictures, no flash, please. Bodyguard got pissed at me because I forgot to turn off the flash. I took a picture, and he, like, literally came up to me and was like, put that freaking camera away. I was like, I'm sorry, don't kill me. Well, anyways, it's Easter, gonna be Easter. Hope you find your eggs, and if you don't celebrate Easter, I don't know, sorry, I do, I celebrate Easter. Dine eggs, give out candy, be nice to your siblings for a day. Yes, I have to be nice to my siblings for a day. Only one sister, because the other sister is not living here. So, yay! But say thank you to all your relatives. Be happy. It's the birth of spring and the birth of Christ. I don't like getting into religious stuff, but, you know, it's the birth of spring. Now, that's what you consider. Okay, well, see you either next week or the next week after that if I decide to do a bi-weekly show. If you have some feedback on that, please message me at pyronicojess at podomatic.com and tell me what you think. Should I do it every other week or weekly or monthly or what? Whatever. Whatever's you think, please send in some feedback. And our songs today are from Monster, because I was trying to get the songs from Monster for the Monster show, but it didn't work out. So I'm doing them today, and the opening is opening of for Monster. It's Gain or whatever, and the ending songs for the Love of Life, and it's gonna be the ending song. So have a wonderful week. See you later. This is the Otaku Cat saying goodbye.
And slowly you come to realize it's all as it should be. You can only do so much. If you're game enough, you could place your trust in me. For the love of life, there's a trade-off. We could lose it all, but we'll go down fighting. Children, sure. be blamed for our of life will defeat them. They may tear us down, but we'll go down fighting.